Smoke Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. It's been a minute, man. I apologize. We working on a collab, trying to, you know, I got like two other co-hosts. We're gonna put something together. So I was kind of like, you know, waiting and hear back from them, and you know, and then we, you know, put our powers together and stuff. You know, so we can do like a big show. Or whatever. So, you know, I was just gonna cover some topics that I haven't probably covered, you know, all with them. But I don't know what's, you know, real life happen all that, and real life happen every day with people. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, what's going on. But I want to speak on Tamika Mallory, fake ass Tamika Mallory. I don't know if y'all know. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because, you know, I was the first one. I was on her, you know, of course, and I was looks. I feel like she was, I didn't know she was like 40, you know what I'm saying? I thought she was a lot younger than I thought she was like in her 20s or something, you know what I'm saying? But then, when she had a birthday, I'm like, damn, she fine as shit for 40, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you supported what she did. She came on. You know, she said a little speech, the one that all the rappers kind of took and put in music, where she was, you know, where she was talking about, you know, the George Floyd, like, you know, y'all brought him here, you know what I'm saying, the justice wasn't here, you know, her famous speech. I ain't gonna lie, I played that joint back about 100 times myself, you know, throughout when that was going, so it was, you know, definitely, but basically, it's like, man, they done took the cheese, man. Like, I called that because I was like, damn, you know, like, you know, at first with the shit, I'd be like, man, hey, how the fuck, I'd be like, how the fuck I'm like, you don't got no job, like, how are you able to just, oh yeah, shit, we was on the phone eating chicken. We was on the phone eating chicken, and we just heard that George Floyd got killed. We was already in South Carolina. We shot right over to Kentucky. We got here first. I'm like you ain't got no, like, what about your kids and stuff? Like, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, how the fuck is she getting around? How is she funding all of this shit? And if you think about it, all of this shit makes sense. When they was going on those civil marches and they would like act like they was like really, really super scared. Like, oh my God, look, we've been walking for 12 hours straight and this helicopter has been above us and they've been watching us the whole time. Lord Jesus, pray for us, you know, pray for us. Like I said, if we, you know, well, whatever happens, you know, we was out here for y'all, for blacks, for our freedom, for our, you know, so all this bullshit. And now if you think about it, the motherfucking helicopters was there because they was watching y'all, like watching y'all, making sure y'all was okay out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck it was. And Tamika Mallory and them, they was like flipping that shit. That's why, because remember I said, I was like, I went back to like a rack of old shit about her. She was never really on this social media like that shit. If you look at all her social media, like before the George, like posted your, you know, before the George Floyd shit, it was like she was cool. Like, you know, supposedly they was out fighting in some other state but that case we knew nothing about. You know what I'm saying? How was y'all able to fund? And then how come y'all just regular people, right? So how the hell do the government and the police and them know that shit on motherfucking Tuesday, July 4th, we gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and, you know, like now some of the times when they go out and they protest, there'd be big dates. But with her, when they was like doing consistent days back to back, and or oh yeah, shit, this is our 21st day here, you know what I'm saying? And all this bullshit. Then when they went and got locked up, they got locked up. Come on, man. We all watch SVU. All that shit fake, man. That shit, all they could have been like, look, you wanted to sit in the cell for like 20 minutes and we're going to pull you out. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm telling you, all that shit was together because it was making sense. Like, think about it. This is a movement. You're not getting paid. That lady has kids. You are not going to be like thousands of miles away from your family to possibly get shot by like some fake fucked up police shit or something. You know what I'm saying? You're not even going to take the risk. You see what I'm saying? Them nigga, Trader Truth and them other little niggas that was out there, nigga, what the hell are they going to do with the police? With the police and the police fire and ATF and all that shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? This is deeper. Like, nigga, this is, nigga, the job will be to kill you and you will be dead. Like, ain't no winning that when they send them, when them big boys coming after you like that. You know what I'm saying? When they coming directly to kill you, nigga, they going to put you in a perfect position where it's, damn, your pants is down and you dead. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. You know, now it all makes sense. Because I was like, and I'm going to be honest with you. The reason I fell out of fucking with her, honestly, was because of them lives. Because I would be just like, she just seems so fake right now. Like, what are y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you like, what are y'all really doing? Like, you know, they keep going live, you know, like, why are you on live? Like, this is, like, fuck live, like, handle the business. Like, get on the business and handle the business. Talking about why they following us. You on fucking live. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was, even though I know now what all was being said now and all this shit about how, you know, people are suing them. Ain't nobody getting no money for real. Finally George Floyd and them family got their settlement, you know what I'm saying? But you see, I looked on the Shade Room before I started this podcast because I wanted to see that, did they post what Tamir Rice's mother said? Now, I ain't gonna read this shit. I'm gonna just basically give you what a rundown of what she was saying because the shit didn't make no sense. It was like, you could tell Sheva, they said this on her Facebook, but Sheva was crying writing that shit, or she just, like, that shit look like something that a motherfucking 24-year-old street nigga wrote or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit, I mean, it was, like, but I'm gonna tell you this, she was dropping that bitch word a lot. She was like, y'all bitches, y'all riding these dead parents back, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically what they, you know, what she's saying is like, you know, you screaming out all these names and shit, screaming my son's name out and shit, you know what I'm saying? My son dead, and you getting funding and, like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I heard Tamir Rice's name so much when she first started. If you go to YouTube and watch, she used to say his name a lot. She would say his name so much. And I was like, damn. I'm like, damn, she really must have, like, that must be, like, one of the cases that's in the bag. I definitely thought, like, she probably did a wonderful job for Tamir Rice. But for Tamir Rice to step out on the night of the Grammys, and I ain't gonna lie, man, she looked good. She looked good. God damn, she looked good. She didn't stumble. She didn't stutter. That shit looked, you know, damn well, she rehearsed that motherfucker about 400 or 500 times. Like, you could tell that, like, the first jump, when she had the all black on, had a little cornrow, cute little cornrows and a little ponytail or whatever, looked like she hadn't slept. Like, now, when you seen that jump, like, that was, I think shit was real up into that. After that, remember they were saying that, like, that speech blew her up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that took her, like, so much shit came her way because of that very speech. And that's why I'm saying, like, she probably was legitimate halfway up until that situation. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I always said, like, from jump, like, do y'all have money to keep? How are y'all able to just jump on flights to motherfucking Little Rock, Arkansas, and then a nigga get shot in Birmingham, Virginia, and y'all, how the hell, like, who gets, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that, like, ain't no way this shit free, you see what I'm saying? So all that money is being funded and paid for through them donate. Remember, I really got a podcast. You gotta listen. I called it "Is She Fake?" And I had a picture of her up there. And I swear I was saying this very same thing. And look how long ago that was. And here we are with Tamera Rice, one of the earlier killings. You know what I'm saying? Like they basically just riding around, cruising, riding first class, eating shrimp and shit, free. You know what I'm saying? If you look at her post, like what I was saying, I told this story in the first jump. Like you could tell, I don't know, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, like she's a woman, she can do what she want and everything. But I swear to God, she said one of them little vicious ass little quotes through her phone right after she gave a nigga some head or something, or she was about to, either or. I could tell by how the dude was, and you could tell by how she would, you could tell she was drunk, and she was telling the nigga like where to park, and it sounded like how it be when you like nigga, I'm a guy that takes females out like that, you know what I'm saying? It sounded like how it be when a dude's taking a broad home that he just booked, or, you know, this first time he been to her house. You know what I'm saying? She was like, yeah, now just park over here. Like, nah, park on this side. So we, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And then you could just tell she was saucy because she was cussing. She was cussing a lot. She was like, yeah, shit. The same about the Black Lives Matter. So, same. And shut the fuck up. Like, she was kirking. And I had never seen her in that state or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that was like the first light bulb. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Then there was another time where she was like, this was after, of course, all of this was after the big speech. And then she was like, yeah, I gotta let them know that this look right here is not what it is. Like, I gotta let them know, like, this is not the regular. And I'm like, man, a man just got choked to death, man. Like, man, fuck all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Say that shit off the camera. Like, you know what I'm saying? You saying shit like that on camera, that's dumb as shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that was the thing everybody was saying to her. Like, she was so beautiful without all the makeup and all this, you know, this big, you know what I'm saying? Now you look at her at the Grammys, it's like, damn. Like, she blew the fuck up. Think about it. Like, nigga, I followed her. I know I wasn't the only... I know probably... She probably got at least 1,000 people following her each place around that Pacific time. Because it was like, who the fuck is this bitch? Who the fuck is this bitch? Can you be... I think I commented 3 times, like, can you be our president? Like, you know what I'm saying? I was sold. That motherfucking speech, y'all like... That shit was from the heart. Like, she, that shit rocked niggas. You know what I'm saying? But if the parents is confused, if the families coming out like this, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what. I don't know what exactly is happening as far as like, where the money is going. I don't know that, but I know for a fact that like ain't no way all these families, you know what I'm saying, calling you out. Now Lil Baby, he bought George Floyd and them a house, I think. It was somebody that like George Floyd is straight for his family, straight for sure. Like, I think Lil Baby bought her a house, and I think Kyrie Irving bought some, but they straight. They definitely straight. You know what I'm saying? You know, but like I said, Tamera Rice was earlier in the job, so she's probably like, damn, man, she ain't getting none of this, all this rap shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's sitting out here, you know, assed out. You know what I mean? But, and I'm not saying that just because Tamera Rice said that. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit. Like, they saying she was with some other shit. You know what I'm saying? And then they said she was with some other shit, like women's rights or something, and she got kicked out of that because they thought she was like racist towards Jews and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that's just probably just the ratchetness. You know, the ratchetness was a little more supreme. You know, when she was younger, of course, which it is. But like I said, the shit is out, and I think the third strike was when she posted that WAP video, like supporting the WAP, like. Are you serious, bitch? Like, are you? What are you worried about, though? Some wet ass pussy for? Like, nigga, George Floyd. At that time, I don't even think George Floyd was in the ground yet. And then remember with George Floyd, it was like a bunch of shit going on. It was like a bunch of other motherfuckers was getting fucked up and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of the name, but it was like a shooting in New York. It was like another Sean Bale type of situation. Like a dude got shot in New York. It was a bunch of crazy shit going on. And then it's like, and then Mike Son as well. It's like Mike Son, like how are y'all able to, like, I'm telling you, like that shit was a fun. Like Mike Son, I think kept it the most, you know what I mean? But after a while, the Tamika jump, the Instagram blow people's head up, man. And that's what happened. Instagram got to her head, you know what I'm saying? All these followers, you know, all that shit brought more opportunities. So the bad shit came and they took the cheese. So, you know, like they definitely eating heavily. Like they ain't got no job. They basically just walking the streets saying big ass quotes and shit like free, 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 free. You know what I'm saying? They just walking the fucking streets singing fucking sweet nothings and shit. Do a couple little food drives, getting people some food, make people donate. You know, that's why it's donate here, donate here, donate here. You know what I'm saying? All them donations, motherfuckers probably be donating 20,000, 2,000, 1,000. You know, all type of shit, and that shit just, they just probably looking at, oh, shit, we have 60 million right now, or like, we had motherfucking 35,000 in our little, you know what I'm saying, Mike Son get his cut, you know what I'm saying, she get her cut, like, shit, that shit, man, ain't, you know, and they built, and they, that's why you see, like, how to, remember, I also, in the other joint, I was like, in order for them to look sweet, somebody gotta die. If ain't nobody getting killed, and ain't nobody getting slaughtered on the street, they can't make, you know what I'm saying? They can't make no money. They preying on, you know, a bunch of dead. That's why the lady saying y'all riding these dead people back. Like they basically be at whole other events screaming other niggas' kids. Like, shit, nigga, Billy Jacobs from Buffalo, New York. You in motherfucking Hawaii screaming out motherfucking at Kum Chi funeral. You screaming out Bubba shit. And he from fucking America. You know what I'm saying? That shit is really just a scam, man. It's really just a scam. Like, they say, like, they owe so much money to certain shit that it's, and then you look at them, it's like, man, you already know, nigga, Jeezy had her on his album. You know she got bank off that. Now, why would Jeezy grab her? Jeezy grabbed her because of the performance of after George Floyd jumped. I think it's like another person. Then now you at the Grammys in the middle of Lil Baby. So I don't know. The Grammys did with us. This had to be probably Lil Baby and maybe, you know, of course, you know, they connected with Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So maybe P set this up or something like that. But however it is, you know, it wasn't from the Grammys. It was a part of Lil Baby and them joint. So, of course, they was, you know what I'm saying? They made some money off that, too. You know what I mean? So. And that money they make off that's strictly off the name that they made doing something for a dead person, and people was upset about that shit. People was upset about that because, like, and I told them it was gonna get like that because they living too good. Like that's nigga to her whole shit changed. She was like a regular fucking person. Now all of a sudden, your weave down the crack of your ass, and it's golden and white and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now that's your look. When it's like, come on now, you don't look like that. See, that ain't her damn look. It's like if that was the case, then she would have looked like that when she came to that speech. What does she look like? She looked like a little 14 year old girl who mom made her did her hair before she went to school. Now her shit is motherfucking. Now her shit is Nicki Minaj. She her hair look her and Megan Thee Stallion got the same dude. All of these people, you ain't lost no damn body. You know what I'm saying? You ain't lost no damn body, and you can't match the you can't match the pain of somebody that, especially a mother that did lose somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's bullshit, man. It's really bullshit. You know, that's my piece. When I was wanting to update you, man, Shade Room and them ain't posted it yet, but it's definitely on YouTube. You can look it up. You know, just type in Tamika Mallory name, and then the joint will pop up with what Tamara Rice, you know, what she said. Like I said, she was going off, man. She was like, you bitches riding motherfuckers back. Y'all fake as shit. Y'all might as well be the police. And the shit that I'm saying is from a distance. So, like, she probably even more know. I'm pretty sure that she meant something a little deeper with that statement right there, saying that you motherfuckers might as well be just the little small police type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that, you know what I'm saying, that it was something deeper than her saying that. It was something deeper than just, you know, them making some money. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, though.